This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abba and welcome everyone. We're continuing in the Daf HaShavua Iyun Sugya. Today I would like to speak about the subject of HaPesha Asar or HaPesha Hiter. The Mishnah brought that if it's not known about a certain woman that she's married and she says, I was married but now I'm divorced, she's believed because HaPesha Asar or HaPesha Hiter. The Mishnah brings another case about a woman who says, I was captured but I was not abused. And the Gemara wants to know what the source of this believability is. Why is she believed? And first the Gemara brings the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Biti nasati l'ishazet, which the Gemara asks, Lamali kras farhi. Why do I need a Pasuk? It's a logic. He asra v'hu sharila. We spoke out on Shabbos that it's amazing, the Balaturim on the Pasuk, es biti nasati l'ishazet, which is a Pasuk that the Gemara wanted to derive, that HaPesha Asar, HaPesha Hiter, the Gemara says the Gematria of Esbiti Nasati is HaPesha Asar Hu HaPesha Hitira. Isn't that amazing? Esbiti Nasati is Gematria HaPesha Asar Hu HaPesha Hitira. But ultimately, we pointed out the Gemara falls off of that Limud. And the Gemara says that it's a Svara. Lamali Kras Svarahi. The Gemara says, Hu Asra v'hu Sharila. So, I'll tell you the truth. I understood what's the Svara. The Svara is, we only know the whereabouts. We only know that she's Asra based on her say-so. So how can we not then take her, her other words, that she's divorced? But it seems like it's not pashut what this svara is exactly. Is the svara? It's like a migu. It's a migu di'ibai shasak. By regular migu, we say, you know, believe me when I say A, I could have said B. So sometimes we'll say, well, who says you could have said B? Maybe you never would have thought of B. But we don't. If somebody says something and they say, believe me, I didn't have to say anything, that's certainly a source of believability. In other words, is Pesha Asar Pesha Hitira a Migu Dibai Shasak? Believe me because I didn't have to. Believe me that I'm married and that I got divorced because I didn't even have to say I was married. And Tosfos in many places in this Perek seems to indicate that the believability of Pesha Asar is a migu di'ibai shasak. However, the Achroinim prove from many Rishonim that Pesha Asar is not a migu, but it's a new ne'manus. Namely, that if we accept part of what she says, we have to accept everything. And I'll tell you the truth, that's how I understood it.
I mean, Stamazai, if it was a migu, then why wouldn't the Mishnah say it's a migu? The Mishnah would say, Demigu, the Ishasak, then she would have been Asar. The fact that it uses a new terminology of HaPesha Asar or HaPesha Hiter, L'chayre, it's different than Amigu, because if it was Amigu, then it would say it's Amigu.
Mm-hmm. So we have to see, right, the Lashon implies that it's a new concept, unless it's a super Amigu. And we're going to see that there are many nafkaminas, whether you understand Pesha Asar is a migu of sorts, or is it a new nemanus. Namely, we're going to talk about three nafkaminas. Does Pesha Asar work against Edim? Do you need to qualify what you said, Toich Kedei Dibur, or are you believed even Achar Kedei Dibur? And if, let's say, Edim come afterwards, we know the Mishnah said that if we have Edus that she was married, or Edus that she was captured, she's not believed to say she was divorced, they're not violated. But what if the Edim come after her Pesha Asar kicked in? So let's start with one nafkamina at a time. Tosfos de Rehamaschel Minayin. Taisa says, Mashma de'ena av neman lahatir espita kisha asra ela machmas migu. That a father is only believed to say that I married my daughter off to so-and-so, after he says espiti nasati, he's only believed to say lo ish hazeh because of a migu. Okay, so again, Toysus clearly is understanding that the way Pesha Asar works is a migu. The tema Toysus adds in ba echad v'amar kidashti espiti ulachar shah ilamachar amar leploini kidashti lo yehenemon kivan de hashta lekamidu migu. Toysus says if it's only because of migu, then the father should only be believed if he says toich kede dibur, I married her off to so and so. Believe me, I didn't have to say anything. But what if the father on Sunday says, I married her off, and Monday says, to who? He should not be believed. So Toysus clearly is gripping that the way it works is mitamigo. And therefore, Toysus feels it has to be toch kedei dibor, because migo is only toch kedei dibor. Now Toysus says, in our case, where he's not contradicting what he said, where he's only being mefarish dvar harishayim, you're believed even though there's no migu. However, v'hacha darish me'esbiti ha'pesha asur ha'pesha hiter k'goin d'koi ha'ish ha'kidei shloi kamei v'ka'amar esbiti nasati la'ish v'shasik. What if that man is standing there and is silent? It sounds like he doesn't recognize that this person is his father-in-law. From the fact that he did not say, Espiti nasati laze, my daughter I gave to this one. Or to this person. Biachad. Together. Beloy hefsik maruba. Without an interruption. So if the guy is standing there, and he's not, and he's silent, it's mashma that he doesn't recognize that this is his father-in-law. Because, and the guy didn't say, the father didn't say, I gave him to this man without a hefsik merubah. Hukach lo yehi neman achar kach only tach kadei dibur, where there's a migu. But bottom line is, Toysus seems to grip that the lumdus of Pesha Asar is migu, and therefore it only works toich kedei dibur. That's Toysus here on the page. Toysus seems to say that the lumdus of Pesha Asar is mitam migu, that I didn't have to say anything. Toysus in Baba Kama, what?
Isn't Chasna his son-in-law? It's like he's saying that he didn't recognize his son-in-law. I thought that's what it meant.
Let's see. Yeah, you're right. As biti nasad as v'shaza, I'm still holding in Parshas Yisrael, Chai Sein Moshe, but yeah. I mean, he's looking at the guy, and he didn't say to this person. So that implies that it's not to this person, and therefore, in other words, Tosis's kasha is that, why does it have to be that? Why is the father only believe me tamigu, but the Gemara is mashma that the father is only believed because of migu, but we know that you're allowed to say tomorrow that it's to so and so. Because you're only being mefarish. So Tosh says, Inechanami, you're allowed to be mefarish at a later time, but not where there's a stira to what you're saying. And here there's a stira because it seems like this is not the guy. But be it as it may, Tosh says, Mashma, that the way Pesha Asar works is mitam migu. Tosh says in Baba Kama, though, seems to say not like this. Tosh says asks that the Mishnah says on Yud Ches Amud Beis, that if the Eidei Hashtar say, this is our signature, but we're Anusim, right? Let's say Eidim say, Ksav Yadeinu Huzeh, but we were Anusim. So we say, Im Ein Ksav Yadim Yotzim HaKamacher, they're Neman. Why? Because HaPesha Asar. Ask Tosis, what do you mean? It's a migu against Edim. Why? Because the shtar itself is meya that they were not anusim. So Tosis answers, no, this is not a migu. Because the shtar is only niskayim al pihem. V'hapesha asar hu hapesha hitter. Let's see if we could see the Lashon. He says, V'hada amar perek beiz diksubish na'im achsum ha'shav amur katan ma'inu sumayinu v'mein ksav yal niyos ma'akam achar el ne'manim. Aye, we see migu works b'makayim edim. So Tosfos says, no, that's not a raya migu works b'makayim edim. Hai lav migu hu. She'in ha'shtar miskayim el al piyam. The shtar is only miskayim through them. V'hapesha asu ha'pesha hitter. Kaminu ha'asim ha'hu perka minayin la'pesha asu ha'pesha hitter. Who parachalamali cross svarahu? So Tosfos is clearly saying that Peshasa Peshitter is not a migu at all. Otherwise, Tosfos was bothered. Why does it work against Edim on Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, where they say Ksav Yadenu Huzeh Avlanusim Hayinu? Why ye believed? But we have Edos of the shtar. So Tosfos says it's not a migu against Edim. There's no Eidos, it's not a Migu, Taisa says. It's a Svara Chadasha. So there's a big machloikis between Taisus in Arasugya, in Ksubis, Chaf Beis, that says clearly that the way Pesha Asar works is Migu, and that's why it only works Toch Kedei Dibor, and Taisus in Baba Kama, who says, no, it's a Svara Chadasha. It works even against Edim. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, in Chedusha Reb Shmuel, he says, the din ha-pesha asar, lav din miguhu, el din acherhu, din mekablim miksas devarav, tzrichim lekabal akol, vi efshar lechalik devarav lechatzoyen. That seems to be the svara chadasha of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter. Again, so one nafkamino would be whether we could accept Pesha Asar against Edim. Tosfos in Baba Kama holds that Pesha Asar works against Edim. According to Tosfos in our Sugya, it would not work against Edim. Why? Because it's working mitairas migu. Here's another nafkamino. Can Pesha Asar work not to Kedei Dibor? I mean, we basically spoke out this Nafkin, but look in the Torah. He says, Loi Hoysa Beches Kasesh. This is the Torah in Eben Ezra, Sim Kuf Nun Beis. If a woman was not Beches Kasesh, Uba Lefanenu, Ve'oimeres Eishes Ish Hayisi, Ugrusha Anin Emenes. A woman was not Beches Kasesh, and she comes before us and she says, I was married, but now I'm divorced. Kasar Rabbeinu Yoina, Davka B'Torch Kedei Dibor. Aval Achar Kedei Dibor, Loi Mehemna. You only believe Torch Kedei Dibor, not La'achar Kedei Dibor, Elam Keinoi Senes Amas L'Dvarel, unless she gives an excuse. Achar Kedei Dibor, you not believed. The Rama says it doesn't have to be Toch Kedei Dibor, but it has to be Toch Kedei Dibor while she's still involved in the subject in general. But the Torah says, in my opinion, you don't need that. Venerally, Shein Sarch, Loila Zeh. It doesn't have to be Toch Kedei Dibor at all. She's not being oiker her original words. She's just adding, I was married, now I'm divorced. So here we have a machloikis between the Tur and the Ramah. and Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramah hold you need some element of Tachkadei Dibor, and the Torah says you don't. What's the nafkami? What's the machlokes based on? What the lumdus is of Pesha Asar? If Pesha Asar is a migu, what I could have said, yeah, but once I said the first part, I lose my migu. But if it's a lumdus that you cannot accept part of what I'm saying without accepting the whole thing, it does not have to be Tach Kedei Dibar. This is explained by the Machane Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Navon. Actually, 1 year ago today, I was at his kever in Turkey. Luckily, we made it through before the earthquakes. Let's see if we could find this. He says like this. Machane Ephraim says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, he says, what's the reason for Pesha Asar? Imi Shamigu Matuba Dechazaka Loy Meshaker Migu Dibai Havashasik, that there's a chazaka that the person's not lying because they could have been silent. It's not a migu. Ela Mishum the Chomakam She'en Lanu Cheskas Isser Ela Alpiv. But rather, because any time where there's only a presumption of Isser through him, Neman hu lahater masha asar. You're believed to permit that which you forbid. Says the Machane Ephraim, L'chayra nira shazu machlekes yishana bein ha-mefarshim. Nun. I don't know what nun is. Nishmasam, no, I don't know. Maybe it should say Nirali? I don't know. The ika man de parashla lahai milsa de mari davik shmaras kain toich kedei dibur. That's the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramah. The ika man de parashla vafilach kedei dibur. Venirma de baha pligi. The man de parashla mi toich kedei dibur soiv at the time the man sumisham migo. By the way, it's not even such a chiddush. Tosfos on our page says that if it's misham migu, it only helps. It should only help toich kedei dibur. To which Tosfos says, by the way, Ari Aleib, hang in there because I found an answer to your question about Yisrael. But so man de parash la afilu bilaachar kedei dibur. The one that holds even achak deyu or saver doit sarach lamigu elikimach en lano isra el alpir neman hula hater masha asar v'chein katsav harav ben harav. Harav. Not sure who he's referring to. I have to look up who's he referring to. He's saying that the nafkamina of whether the Pesha Asar is a migu or not is whether you believe Toich Kedei Dibur. By the way, that's Pasha. Tosfos on our page says that. Tosfos is bothered. Since the lamdus of Pesha Asar is migu, then you should only be believed Toich Kedei Dibur, to which Tosfos basically says that in our sugya, since you're being mefaresh, you'd be believed even l'achar Kedei Dibur, but we're talking about a situation where the son-in-law who's standing there, the guy doesn't say, yeah, I married her to him. That's why you're only believed, in our case, Toich Kedei Dibur. So, but this is another nafkamina, what the alumnus of Pesha Asar is. There's a third nafkamina. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Isai, that a woman who says, I was married, but now I'm divorced, or I was captured, and I was untouched, she's believed. But if we have Edim that she was married, or we have Edim that she was captured, she's not believed. Right? The Mishnah says, Bo Edim, Enon Emenes. The question is, what if the Edim come after she says, I was married and I'm divorced, or after she says, I was captured and I was not violated? So the Meiri brings two opinions regarding this. The Meiri brings, he says, "V'im yesh eidim shehu shel aviv." This is going back on the earliest case of Pesha Asar, that if somebody says, "This field belonged to your father and I bought it from him," he's believed. "V'im yesh eidim shehu shel aviv v'loy mipi ha-machzik levad nisbar hadar v'zah." It's not only from the machzik, "V'hu toin shalak l'mayavim," he says, "I bought it." He's not believed. Even if Edom came afterwards, Shabavadai Srach Shakros Yesh B'davar, that there's definitely something fishy about this. The Meiri says, even if Edom come after, that you're not believed. V'afladas Ha'oimer Kam Dina Kvar Bayar Nabarish and Shabbat Shabdav Shaf Shalav de Bira Einoimrim Kane. Even though we would typically say Kam Dina, the din has already been established that she should be believed. No, we don't say that in this case, because we're coming to further clarification that in fact there's something fishy that it originally belonged to the person's father. But then the Meiri brings up an opinion that he saw lebehepach misvara zuratzulaymer shekol shemidua biyadam ikayach apesha aser. Any time we established that the person should be the owner, afal pi shabo edim achar kain, even though edim came afterwards, in moitzin miyadai, we don't take it out of his hand. Ve'in hadvarim nirim, but it would not seem to be correct. Basically, the Meiri brings two opinions. Whether if Edim come after, you already had a Pesha Asar, and then Edim come and say, well, we know it belonged to his father, or by extension, we know she was captured, or we know she was married, do we still apply Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitter? Rav Elchanan in the Kavod Shiurim says, what's the nafgamina, what's this machloikis dependent on if Edim come after the fact? It depends what fuels the power of Pesha Asar. If it's a migu, meaning, believe me, I'm telling the truth, I didn't have to say anything, so then we're going to believe you, even though Edom come later. That's great, Edom come later. But we have a reason to believe you when you said that I was married and then divorced, because you didn't have to say anything. That believability still exists, even though if Edom come later. However, if it's not because of migu, but it's an emunas chadasha. We can't take half of what you're saying without taking the other half. So you know what we say? So we won't take anything. We don't need to take anything. We already have half of the information without you. Meaning if it's something fueling your believability, that we have a raya, you're telling the truth, you didn't have to say anything, so it's very nice, Edom come in later, and now we know half of the information without you. But that doesn't in any way mitigate and minimize the believability you had when you on your own came and offered that you were married, but now you're divorced. But if it's a neman, if it's a din that we can't take half of what you're saying, either all or nothing, so now, until now, we had to say, okay, all, because we didn't know any information about you. Once the Edim come, we could say, okay, we don't have to take anything. Let's see, Rabbi Chal, let's see if we can read this in Rabbi Chanan. V'inei neima b'tayma demigu mishamaloi l'shaker. If the reasoning of migu is because malay l'shaker v'anan sadi d'kushta katoen, Tikshi Mabakach Shabo Edim Acharkach. Who cares if Edim come later? Mikamakim Mishashatan Hayolano Haychacha Shatana Sayemes. At the time you said it, we have a proof your Taina was true. V'ha Haychacha Zois Loi Nekra L'Mafreya. This Haychacha was not uprooted. Af Shabo Edim Acharkach. On the other hand, if it's some kind of lamdus that we don't know any information unless the person says so, so we can't take half without the other half. But if Eidim come after, that's indicating that then we're able to take half of what you're saying. Then we're able to ignore what you're saying, and we could take information just based on what the Eidim tell us. So basically, to sum it up, there are two ways to understand Pesha Asar. Either it's a glorified migu, and it's a migu I could have said nothing, or it's a lamdus that we only know information based on you, so we have to accept it the way you tell it to us. There are three nafgaminas. Number one, does it work against Eidim? If it's a migu, it cannot work against Eidim. On the other hand, if it's a din chadash, Toisus in Baba Kama says it could work against Eidim. Another nafgamina is, does it have to be Tach Kedei Dibur? Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramah, they say it has to be Tach Kedei Dibur because they learn it's Din and Migu, the Machane Ephraim says. Mashen Kin, the Tor holds, it's a Nemanas Chadosha. So you're believed because we can't take the first part of what you're saying without the second part, even if it's not Tach Kedei Dibur. And the third nafgamina would be if the Eidim come later. If it's a Migu, the migu stands. If it's a ne'manos, the ne'manos is lost. If it's Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. One second, I'll tell you something interesting.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.